All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. More praising people. Hallelujah. Always praise him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night, constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son, dying for our sins. Just countless of things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, amen, because He protects his people. He keeps his promises and his mercy endures forever. So he is constantly looking out for us in various ways. Amen. So always present, people. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all, okay? Brothers and sisters of the faith, let us always stay strong, together, united. Let's always pray for each other, comfort one another, intercede for each other. All those things, y'all. We have to always be strong and together in these times that run on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to all the churches and ministries out there worldwide. Much love to all the isolated people who are going through it for the gospel, those who are persecuted, those who are dealing with any type of affliction or anything out there for the Most High's word and suffering for righteousness, man. Much love to all the martyrs out there who's done it before us. Much love to all the great tribulation saints. Much love to all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, faces, races, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to the brand new converts. God bless you all. Anybody who just repented, who just became a believer, who just got baptized, God bless you as well. Welcome. Much love to all of you, okay? Got to be strong in these times that run, people. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody on earth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Most definitely, whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let's get together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice, y'all. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit of truth. Cry out to him, express yourself before the Lord. Do what you gotta do, amen. Most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let us be ready, alert, sober, vigilant, strong, upright on this narrow path. Let us keep the commandments. Let us keep our lamps, keep our oils. Let us keep doing a great commission, keep the faith, keep the testimony of the Messiah, all those things, people. Have to keep doing Father's will, Father's business every day, you know what I'm saying? Keeping our lights on, staying strong and helping our people as much as possible throughout our life, okay? So let's stay up with it, people, okay? Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams and visions, encounters, more communications, more dealings with the Most High. Let's be more obedient and let's be better listeners as well on our part, our end, all right? Let's know the Lord best, get more close to him, let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us, press the court to our lives, our future, our calling, our situations, our gifts, our talents, what's ahead. Let's handle that, people. Any task, assignment the Father gave you, handle it. The Most High appointed you, he consecrated you, he sanctified you. Do what you got to do for him, amen, and handle it, all right? No excuses, no nothing. Get to it, people. Praise the Lord, amen. Do it with gladness and joy, okay? Be strong and upright with it. Now, today's message, we will go through the commentary, okay? It will be about the King Asa. It will be about King Asa, who was a good king, who did right in the sight of the Lord, okay? So we'll go through the commentary of Asa, and then we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving we will close and give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go through this commentary, all right? Now, the title of this commentary is Not By Strength, Asa. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord, his God. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2. Now, this is going to be like more of an interview, POV kind of experience, like commentary, kind of give you a deeper insight. So here we go. It is an honor to interview a good king when there have been so many bad ones. Good is a relative term. Among many kings, the Lord is good. Even the best of men are weak and foolish. What is one thing have you learned during your long reign? I have learned this. It is not by strength that one prevails. I might have learned it much sooner because Hannah, the mother of Samuel, spoke these words long ago. But it is only now, near the end of many days, that I begin to see Hannah's wisdom. Even so, I have not learned it completely. Will you give us an example of what you mean? You have heard of my fortified cities and my army of 500,000 men. Then Zerah, the Cushite, came against me with an army twice that size. My only prayer was that the Lord would help the powerless against the mighty. The army prevailed, but not by its own might. Why do you say you have not learned this completely? 4 years ago, the king of Israel meant to invade our land. Instead of relying on the Lord, I sent silver and gold to Ben-Hadad in Damascus, who attacked Israel from the rear. Thus, we fought off the invasion, but at the same time, we were plunged into further war. You spoke of relying on God rather than on personal strength. But what about the endless wars in your people's history? Not endless. Our prophets could tell you more about this than I can. For now, our people must survive in days to come. However, a king will rise from David's royal house. He will. Well, I cannot tell you what he will do exactly, but his kingdom will bring peace and justice, righteousness and justice. Then these hideous wars will end. What one thing do you most want to tell our readers? Rely upon the Lord. I have not always done so, and I am the worse for it. Forgive me for not walking with you through the guard to the gate. You see the problem I have with my feet. Even as an old man, I remain foolish. I have sought physicians, but I have sought the Lord too late. All right, back to the future. In what areas of your life are you tempted to rely on your own strength? How would you respond to someone who asked you, what does it mean to rely on the strength of the Lord? What practical steps can you take to become more dependent on the Lord's strength? Amen. Read Asa's story. The detail is found in 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 9 through 24, 2 Chronicles chapter 14 through 16. Also read Hannah's song in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. All right, so that is the commentary, and that's the lesson, you know, to always rely on the Lord and the strength of the Lord, not our own strength, okay? Not our own pride or ego. Got to rely on the Lord. Amen. Praise him. Okay. So what I'm going to do is read through some of these scriptures through it as well. So let's go to 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 9 through 24. All right. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 9 through 24. Asa, king of Judah. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa became king of Judah, and he reigned in Jerusalem 41 years. His grandmother's name was Maacah, daughter of Abishalom. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done. He expelled the male shrine prostitutes from the land and got rid of all the idols his fathers had made. He even deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother because she had made a repulsive Asherah pole. Asa cut the pole down and burned it into the Kidron Valley. Although he did not remove the high places, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He brought to the temple of the Lord the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, throughout their reigns. Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa, king of Judah. Asa then took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasures of the Lord's temple and of his own palace. He entrusted it to his officials and sent him to Ben-Hadad, son of Tabrijamon, the son of Hazion, the king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. Let there be a treaty between me and you, he said, as there was between my father and your father. See, I am sending you a gift of silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me. Ben-Hadad agreed with King Asa and sent the commanders of his forces against the towns of Israel. He conquered Ajan, Dan, Abel-Beth, Maacah, and all Kinnereth, in addition to Naphtali. When Baasha heard this, he stopped building Ramah and withdrew to Tizra. Then King Asa issued an order to all Judah, no one was exempt. And they carried away from Ramah the stones and timber Baasha had been using there. With them, King Asa built up Geba and Benjamin and also Mizpah. As for all the other events of Asa's reign, all his achievements, all he did, and the cities he built, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? In his old age, however, his feet became diseased. Then Asa rested with his fathers and was buried with them in the city of his father David. And Jehoshaphat, his son, succeeded him as king. All right, so that was 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 9 through 24, reading of King Asa, okay? Now we will go through 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16, all right? So here we go. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 14. And Abijah rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. Asa, his son, succeeded him as king, and in his days the country was at peace for 10 years. Asa, king of Judah. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He removed the foreign altars and the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commandments. He removed the high places and incense and altars in every town of Judah, and the kingdom was at peace under him. He built up the fortified cities of Judah since the land was at peace. No one was at war with him during those years, for the Lord gave him rest. Let us build up these towns, he said to Judah, and put walls around them with towers, gates, and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah, equipped with large shields and with spears, and 280,000 from Benjamin, armed with small shields and with bows. All these were brave fighting men. Zerah the Cushite marched out against them with a vast army and 300 chariots and came as far as Mereshah. Asa went out to meet him, and they took up battle in positions. They took up battle positions in the valley of Zephathah near Marasha. Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is one like you. There is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this vast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. The Lord struck down the Cushites before Asa and Judah. The Cushites fled, and Asa and his army pursued them as far as Gerar. Such a great number of Cushites fell that they could not recover. They were crushed before the Lord and his forces. The men of Judah carried off a large amount of plunder. They destroyed all the villages around Gerar, for the terror of the Lord had fallen upon them. They plundered all these villages since there was much possessions there. They also attacked the camps of the herdsmen and carried off droves of sheep and goats and camels. Then they returned to Jerusalem. Asa's reform, 2 Chronicles chapter 15. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. In those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When Asa heard these words in the prophecy of Azariah, son of Oded the prophet, he took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple. Then he assembled all Judah and Benjamin and the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who had settled among them, for large numbers had come over to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. They assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. At that time, they sacrificed to the Lord 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep and goats from the plunder they had brought back. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and soul. All who would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, were to be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. They took an oath to the Lord with loud acclamation, with shouting and with trumpets and horns. All Judah rejoiced about the oath because they had sworn it wholeheartedly. They sought God eagerly, and he was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. King Asa also deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother because she had made a repulsive Asherah pole. Asa cut the pole down, broke it up, and burned it into the Kidron Valley. Although he did not remove the high place from Israel, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He brought into the temple of God the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. Now we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Asa's last years. In the 36th year, of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa, king of Judah. Asa then took the silver and gold out of the treasures of the Lord's temple and of his own palace and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. "Let there be a treaty between me and you," he said, "as there was between my father and your father. See, I am sending you silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me." Ben-Hadad agreed with King Asa and set the commanders of his forces against the towns of Israel. They conquered Ajan, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. When Baasha heard this, he stopped building Ramah and abandoned his work. Then King Asa brought all the men of Judah, and they carried away from Ramah the stones and timber Baasha had been using. With them he built up Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you relied on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Cushites and Libyans a mighty army with great numbers of chariots and horsemen? Yet when you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war." Asa was angry with the seer because of this. He was so enraged that he put him in prison. At the same time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people. The events of Asa's reign from beginning to end are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Then in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his fathers. They buried him in a tomb that he had cut off for himself in the city of David. They laid him on a bier, covered with spices and various blended perfumes, and they made a huge fire in his honor. All right, very interesting reads of 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16. So you saw the ups and downs with Asa, how he went about things. You see how in the beginning he did right in the sight of the Lord, but then later at the end of his reign, prior to it, he did foolish things. So you kind of see the inconsistency of certain people, certain kings throughout their patterns and everything. So it's always important to rely on the Lord and to always seek him and to not trust in man. Okay, you got to always trust in the Lord through every situation, people. And it talked about how when he had disease in his foot, he was not seeking the Lord. He was seeking other physicians. So he was looking for man's help instead of the Lord's help. You know, we got to always go to the Lord for everything, people. We got to stop trusting on man and physician and the doctors and this and that. We got to trust in the Lord, people. Healing belongs to the Lord, people. Come on now, okay? Always got to seek the Lord for everything, all right? So that was 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16 reading. Now we will read Hannah's song, Hannah's prayer, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. All right, so here we go. Hannah's prayer. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry hunger no more. She who is barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raised the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundation of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Amen. Very beautiful song, very beautiful prayer by Hannah. Amen. So those are the scriptures within this commentary, all right? So there you have it. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Lord God of heaven and earth, most definitely, y'all. He's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Yes, he's the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews, most definitely. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Hallelujah. Praise him. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the God that rules everything, man. Everything goes to him, man. It all belongs to him, y'all. The true creator. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later, y'all. Yes, praise the Messiah, y'all. He is at the right hand of the Father, interceded for us. Praise him, y'all. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. The advocate, the almighty true God, the almighty true and living God. Praise the Lord, y'all. The Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God. The beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nassai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our God. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my shield. He is my buckler. He is my refuge. The Lord is my portion. He is my strength, my rock, my deliverer, my healer, my redeemer, my provider. Most definitely, y'all, he is our high tower. Praise him always, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshaya. Most definitely, y'all, he is the consuming fire. Yahuwah, he is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. It is impossible. Please God, our faith, y'all. So you got to have that faith. Got to believe in him. Got to trust him. Know he exists, y'all. We could do for you, y'all. Praise him, y'all. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith without works is dead, people. So that work, that faith is going to do it for you. Faith that works together, y'all. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Praise him. We touch and agree. We know that for the rest of our lives, the mighty hand of God is going to be in our lives forever. The outstretched arm of God is going to be in our lives forever. The finger of God is going to be in our lives forever. We know that for sure. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Most definitely all together, y'all. Praise him, y'all. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected of life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. Most definitely. We know his word is refined. Like pure silver, his word is refined like pure silver seven times. You know, his word is purified silver, as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. So we touch and agree, y'all. And everything you're going through in your life, man, you got to always rely on the Messiah. Remember how excellent he is, how his blood was shed for all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions. You know, how he told us to cheer up because he knows that the world gets trouble. He told us to cheer up because he overcame the world. Amen. And we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With God, all things are possible. Amen. God with us, who is against us, y'all? What can flesh do to me? What can man do to me? Amen. Praise the Most High. He gave you power and dominion. Praise him, people. Walk in the word of God. Walk in the power of God. Walk in that strength. Walk in that faith. Walk in that boldness. Walk in that obedience. Amen. Come on now. Be up around this narrow path. People, stay strong. God, remember how excellent the Messiah is, y'all. Who he is, y'all. He is the name above all names, people. Amen. Every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee shall bow down to him. Amen. Most definitely sits at the right hand of the Father. He intercedes for us. We got a Savior who died for our sins and intercedes for us, y'all. Come on, y'all. Praise him, y'all. He is all of that, man. He is excellent, y'all. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, y'all. He is the Lord of all. The abiding Son, abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Alephatau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. The anchor of souls, the angel of God, the angel of his presence, the angel of Jacob, the angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, armor of redemption, armor of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, babe of Bethlehem, babe and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty and holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch of righteousness, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host. Yes, he's the captain of the Lord's host, the carpenter Jesus, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chief of some of 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the son of David, Christ the son of God, Christ the son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days mad, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our great and exceeding sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the life, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gather of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets, and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, generous giver, abundant giver, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God is with us, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious, full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise. Hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna son of David, blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord, we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord, house of defense, humble of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inherit of all nations, inherit of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the crucified, Jesus, the grace and the truth, Jesus, the grace and truth, Jesus, the King of the Jews, Jew, Judge, judge among nations. Yes, Jesus is the King of the Jews. Jesus, the King of the Jews. Judge among nations. Judge of all the earth. Judge of Israel. Judge of quick and dead. Judge of the fatherless. Judge of widows. Justifier of the spirit. Justifier of the circumcision. Justifier of the seed of Israel. Just God. Just Lord. Just man. Just one. Just Savior. Keeper of Israel. Keeper of the covenant and mercy. Keeper of the keys of hell and death. Kindler of Tophet. King beautiful. King eternal. King forever. King of all the earth. King of glory. King of heaven. King of Israel. King of Jacob. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashem, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of the first fruits, Lamb of the Israelites, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader, commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawashai, Ahai Yeshaya, Yeshua HaMashiach, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of lords, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, merit one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the New Testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, God works in mysterious ways. His ways higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock. Hallelujah, just praise him, y'all. He truly is the one, man, the one and only sacrifice, the one Lord, the one shepherd, the only rock, the ordained lamp of the anointed. Ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, amazing physician, awesome physician, good physician, great physician. Pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleas of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, power for a rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, Prince of life, Prince of princes, Prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet of Nazareth, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabboni, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption. Hallelujah. He is the refiner and purifier, the refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, risen light, righteous servant, righteous rock, righteous one, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of that inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, good neighbor, good helper, good Samaritan, help a Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. I mean, we touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new attitude, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, gladness, joyfulness, merry heart, continual feast, happiness, new seasons, new begins, new fresh starts, renewed strength, more stability, more strength, more endurance, more love, more comfort, more peace. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. Praise him always. The old ways are done. Your old life is done with. Old habits are done. Make sure you have a new life from now on. You have a new life in Christ. You are renewed. You are restored. You are healed. Restoration, deliverance, healing, miracles, signs, wonders. Become a new creature in Christ. Behold, the Lord's doing a new thing. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism. Get on this narrow path and stay on this narrow path, people. Praise him forevermore, y'all. Lay up your treasure in heaven. Store up your treasure in heaven, y'all. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you're in paradise with God forever. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you have everlasting joy. Prayers that you embrace a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. Prayers that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, the crowns of heaven. Prayers that you have the white robes on, your new heavenly bodies, you singing with the palm branches, being glorified and embraced with the Messiah. All glory and praise to him forevermore, y'all. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. When he was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him a drink. When he was sick in prison, you came and checked in on him, you visited on him. What you do unto the least of men, that's what you did unto him. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. Store up your treasure in heaven, people. Work hard, and we have to go through a lot of things prior to that, okay? The Messiah is coming quickly to reward those according to their deeds, okay? He's coming quickly, all right? The Messiah is knocking on the door. Open the door, let him in. Let the Messiah dine in with you, man. Let him in your house forever, people. Let him in your heart forever, amen. The Messiah is in your heart, all in your heart. You know, all your heart beats the Messiah, amen. Praise him, y'all. Praise him, praise him, praise him, y'all. Stay strong in these times that run, okay, people? Do not worship the image of the beast. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not fall for the false prophet or false deception, any deception, any form of lies, any false doctrines, stray away from those things, people. False prophets, false apostles, false workers, stay away from them, rebuke them, expose them, all right? Expose the, do not partake in darkness, but be rather expose it, amen. Stay holy, blameless, and upright, people. Stay righteous forever, people. Stay strong, you got it, amen. Stay righteous, people. Stay holy. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. Y'all be strong and enduring these times that run, okay? Prayers up for everybody listening, all right? All peoples all over the world, prayers for all of you, okay? Prayers, 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 man. Be strong, people. Stay strong out there, amen. Praise the Most High, y'all. He is very excellent, y'all. His Son is amazing for dying for our sins. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, Shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of our excellency, extremely reliable, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, our true helper, our true help, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, amazing, awesome, excellent, amazing, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the most high, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the savior, the victory, the savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trample of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and that dir, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff of comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, known God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veiled to a new living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, amen. Hallelujah. We praise an awesome, mighty God, y'all. Praise him. His excellent son died for our sins, y'all. Should be rejoicing. Stay strong in the times that we in. People, take it one day at a time. The Lord got you. Nothing to be worried about. Nothing to have anxiety about. The Father's in control, y'all. He got it, y'all. Be firm. Be patient. Endure. And you got it, okay? Get all the peace, comfort you can in the midst of your situation so that way you don't get too overwhelmed or you don't get too much heaviness and all those things, all right? So prayers up for all you out there. Much love to all of you, all right? Prayers up always, all right? So there you have it, all right? Let's follow the Lord wholeheartedly. Let's love him wholeheartedly and with all of our might, heart, soul, strength, and might forever, okay? And love our neighbors as we love ourselves always, okay, people? So there you have it. What I'll ever do is I'll close out. I'll give you all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.